Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom. You've almost have tests, and we are starting Chesam Abayz about several lines up from the bottom by the two dots. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Memsar Basbiaka Moshe Harnish Almost should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing Memer, which we had said is quasi kedushin with Yavama, and here we're gonna have three different opinions. So brings the Brisa quoting the pasuk Yavama Yava Yaleha, which means her Yavama should come on her. What do we learn from here? Zabia. This is referring to Bia, which is regular Yibam. Then when the pasuk says Ula Kachal El Isha, and shall take her to himself as a wife, Zaha Mimer, that's referring to Mimer. Now Yachal Yehe Kashem Shabia Gamer's Ba Kache Mimer Gamer Ba. You might think that just like Bia, meaning regular Yibam, that's a full act and they're considered 100% married, so maybe Mimer does the same thing. Tama Loimer. So to that, the pasuk says, V'yivma, that's the conclusion of the pasuk, Iras, Kol Parsha Kul Yibam, as long as Kashan the Torah ends off with Yibam, because again, he uses Lashon of V'yivma, and that tells us that Abia Gemara is Bav, Eina Mimer Garimba, that only Bia is a full complete act, but Mimer is not. So, okay, Mahayoba Mimer, if so, what does Mimer do? What does it help? So, Tazam Ralph on top, the answer is, Lois Lachin, it answers her to the brothers, before Mimer is done to the Yivama, so she's technically allowed to marry any of the brothers, but now that one of the brothers does Mimer, that's like a quasi-marriage, and therefore the other brothers aren't allowed to marry her anymore. That's Shita's Tanakama, that Mimer is not a full act. However, now we have a different Shita, Reb Shimon, where he says, HaMimer, oi kaina, oi loi kaina. Mimer is either or, meaning Reb Shimon himself is besafik, but it's not half-half. It's either 100% kaina her, or 100% not kaina her. Now, Matam Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's source for this? What does that mean? And the answer is because he learns the pasuk as follows, Yavama Yavai Oleha, Zu Habia, that's referring to Bia, regular Yibam. Then when it says, Lukachal El Isha, Zaha Mimer, that's Mimer. Now, Ukshem Shabia Gamer's Ba, the same with the Bia is a full Gemara, that's a full acquisition, so Kach Mimer Gamer Ba, Mimer would be the same exact thing. That's Tzad 1, that Mimer is 100% and it's no different than Yibam. Or maybe we look at it the other way, that when the Pasuk tells us Yavama Yava Yaleha, in the continuation of the Pasuk of after this Yibam, that Vaharehi Lekuchalai, she is now acquired to him, Vahamimer Loha Yabaklom, and that means that Mimer wouldn't do anything, would accomplish zero, because the continuation of the Pasuk of Ulekachalai Leisha is not referring to Mimer, it's really just an explanation, if you will, of the words Yavama Yava Yaleha. So Melo Kornjab Shemin, Mimer is a suffix, either it's a 100% Kenyan and it's no different than regular Yibam, or it doesn't accomplish anything. And it's very important because we're going to be discussing Shita Reb Shimon in this entire Gemara. We have a last Shita, Reb Elazar ben Arachaimer. He says, Mimer Kanin Kenyan Gamer B'Yavama. Mimer is a regular 100% Kenyan with the Yavama. Question is, Matam Reb Elazar ben Arach, what's the source for this? And the answer is, when the Pasuk says, Lukachalei Leisha, that tells us, Harehi Kedusha Isha, it's like a regular Kedushin of a woman. My Kedusha Isha, Kanin Kenyan Gamer, just like when a person is Makadesh a woman like regular, that's 100% Kenyan. Of a Mimer Kanin Kenyan Gamer B'Yavama, so to Mimer with Yavama is 100% Kenyan. Now, just clarification of how Mimer is done, Ezwi Mimer B'Yavama, what exactly is Mimer, how is this done? So let's say he tells her, Harat Mugdesh Asli, Bekasef Yushava Kasef, meaning he gave her actual money, like cash, or gave her something that has a value of money, and he says, Harat Mugdesh Asli, so that would be Mimer. Now, knowing this, and taking mainly the first two opinions that we have over here, the Tanakam and Reb Shemin, we go back to our Mishnah to try to understand. Remember, the Mishnah was talking about Eish Sachar Shalai by Lamai, and the case it set up was as follows. We have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, and before Shimon did anything, then Levi was born, so he would be the Achiv Shalai by Lamai. Then there were two different options. So case one of the Mishnah was that after Levi was born, Shimon did Yibam to Reuven's wife, and then Shimon died. So in that case, Levi's usher to both women. He's not allowed to marry Reuven's original wife, because that's Eish Sachar Shalai by Lamai, and he's not allowed to marry Shimon's wife, because she's Saras Erva. Now, second option was, instead of Shimon doing Yibam to Reuven's wife, he just did Mimer to her, so the Mishnah said that Chalis is required and not Yibam. So now going on the second case, the Gemara tells us, both Rabban and Reb Shimon agree that Levi has to do Chalitza to Shimon's wife. The question is why? So Kirabban, according to Rabbanon, the Mimer is only a partial marriage, it's not full. Therefore, we look at it as follows. Tzachakanabah Mimer, the part of her that was acquired by the Mimer. So Kenegdai Aser Batzara, that part corresponding to her is Aser in the Tzara, and therefore that part's considered Tzara's Erva, and so Shimon's wife would be able to go free with nothing. But Vitzad Shaloikanabah Mimer, the part of Mimer that did not acquire Reuven's wife, Kenegdai Heter Batzara. So that corresponding part in the Tzara is permitted. In other words, that part of the Tzara of Shimon's wife would be mother to Levi, because that part's not considered Tzara's Erva. Lefika, Chaletz Lom Sebemes, that's why Shimon's wife needs Chalitza and not Yibam. Now again, this is according to Rabbanon, that Mimer is only a quasi-acquisition, whereas Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, it's different. Remember we had said, according to Reb Shimon, Mimer is a Maman of Shach. Either it's a 100% Yibam, it's a 100% acquisition, it's a Kenyan, or it's nothing. So this is the reason why Shimon's wife would need Chalitza from Levi. If we're going to say that Kana Mimer, the Shimon's Mimer of Reuven's wife was 100% acquisition, so Shtehen Asurais, both them are Asur, because Reuven's wife is Aishasach Shalai by Lamai, and Shimon's wife is her Tzara, and therefore nothing would be required by Levi. But like on a Mimer, on the Tzad, that Mimer is not Kaina at all, so Shain Asur Vashni Mutares, the first one, meaning Reuven's wife is Asur, because she's Aishasach Shalai by Lamai, and the second one, Shimon's wife, she would be 100% Mutter to Yibam. Now, we suffix, since we're Besafik, again, as we said, she's Reb Shimon, we're not so sure what Mimer does, therefore, Chalas, she requires chalitza, not yibam. The question now is, what's a practical difference between them? The answer is, balashnia. Let's say Levi marries the second one, meaning Shimon's wife. He's not allowed to, but let's say he does. So that nirabanan bias erva, contra banan, this is considered a marriage of erva. Because since Shimon's wife is at least partially considered saras erva, she's not 100%, but she's 50% considered saras erva, so this would be a bia of erva. And a male child from that union would be a mamzer. Whereas according to Shimon, the whole thing is a suffix. Maybe she's 100% erva, but maybe she's not an erva at all. So therefore, this is only suffix erva, and therefore a child from a union would be only a suffix mamzer. Now, another question on the second case of the Mishnah. Ask more, b'nei sha'as v'maimer. It seems to be the reason why Shimon's wife requires chalitza, not yibum, is because Shimon had only done maimer to Reuven's wife and not anything else. Ha'im lo'as v'maimer, but it's mashmat of Shimon didn't do anything, that when Reuven died, Shimon just ignored the situation and he didn't do maimer. So that's mashmat of Mesiyah Bemes. Levi would be allowed to be miyabim Shimon's wife. The only reason why he has to do chalitza to her now is because Shimon had already done maimer to Reuven's wife. But if Shimon hadn't done anything, it's mashmat of Shimon's original wife is allowed to undergo yibum by Levi. The problem is, v'ein lo zika ba, doesn't he have a zika to her? The very fact that Shimon had zika yibum to Reuven's wife, that should aser his own wife, Shimon's wife, as tsaras ziku kasai. She's a tsara of somebody whom Shimon had zika to, and that person is a erva to Levi. So yibum should not be allowed. So Rav Chagai answers, no. Kiamtei ku demar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'sherem Blazer. I establish this when you explain this, according to that which Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said b'sherem Blazer, that Shemer Siofim Shemesa, if Shemer Siofim died, which means this woman, she's awaiting yibum, but then she died before yibum was able to happen. Mutter b'ima, the Yavim himself is allowed to marry this woman's mother. That's because zika ha'isaloiba, she did have a zika to him, 100% right, but b'kivin Shemesa, since she died, batla zikasa, now there's no more zika, and that's why the Yavim himself is allowed to marry her mother. And v'achon be the same thing over here. Kivin Shemes, batla zikasa. Now that Shimon died, so the zika is batal. You're right, when Shimon was alive, so he had a zika to Reuven's wife, which Memela would aser Shimon's own wife to Levi, but now that Shimon died, so there's no more zika between Shimon and Reuven's wife, and then Levi technically would be allowed to be miyabim Shimon's wife. Moving on to Halacha Beis, continuing with a very similar case of Eishes Achas Shelo Balamai, but we're going to see how it's different. It says the Mishnah, Shnei Achin, we have two brothers, Umesechir Mehen, and one of them died, V'yibim Hashenius Eishes Achiv, and the second one, Shimon, he did yibim to Reuven's wife, V'achar Kach Noed Lehen Ach, then they had a brother. So over here, the third brother, Levi, he was born after Reuven's wife was taken in Yibum, Umes, and then Shimon died. So Yishan Yitzim Shum Eishes Achas Shelo Balamai, the first one, meaning Reuven's wife, she goes free because of Eishes Achas Shelo Balamai, Hashnei Mishum Sarasa, and the second one, meaning Shimon's wife, she goes free because she's the Tzara. Now here also we have a second scenario, just like in the previous Mishnah, Asaba Maimer, if Shimon only did Maimer to Reuven's wife, Umes, and then Shimon died, Shnei Chalitza Umes HaVemes, the second one, meaning Shimon's original wife, she does Chalitza and not Yibum. Rav Shimon says, Miyabim Lezer Shirta, Oy Chalitza Lezer Shirta, he can do Yibum or Chalitza to whichever one he wants. That's because Rav Shimon views this case different than the previous Mishnah. Over here, since Shimon did Yibum to Reuven's wife before Levi was born, then when Levi's born, he just views her as Shimon's wife, as if she has no connection to Reuven. And therefore, if he wants, he could even do Yibum to her. So we go to the Mishnah, Shnei Achim Meisachim Mechulu, now the Gemara asks on Shittas Rav Shimon. Now the Havamino, we're understanding Rav Shimon as going on both cases in the Mishnah, meaning in both scenarios, we're either going the Reisha, where Shimon did full Yibum to Reuven's wife, or in the Seifa, where Shimon only did Maimer to Reuven's wife. We're assuming that Rav Shimon holds the same thing, that now Levi's in the picture and Shimon dies. Levi's allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza to whichever one he wants. So we ask on this, because remember, we had at the top of the Amud, Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon says, HaMaimer Oy Kaina Oy Loy Kaina. Maimer is 100% in either way. Either it 100% is Kaina her, or it's 100% not Kaina her. And Ba'at Amar Achin, you're saying this, namely in the Seif of the Mishnah, that if Shimon had only done Maimer to Reuven's wife and then he died, Levi's allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza to whichever one he wants. How could that be? Umiyabim Labalas Maimer, Levi's allowed to do Yibum to the one who had gotten Maimer, meaning to Reuven's wife. V'chash Leimer, why don't we be chashish to say that Shema Loikon a Maimer, maybe we should look at Maimer that it's not Koina at all, and V'nimtsum Schaiv Lam Shem Eishes Achash Leibay Lamai. Then it's going to turn out that Levi is Chayiv for Eishes Achash Leibay Lamai. Because again, if we're going to say that Maimer is nothing, so then Shimon's Maimer to Reuven's wife was really nothing, so Levi is not allowed to marry Reuven's wife because she's Eishes Achash Leibay Lamai. And furthermore, if a Chaltsal Labalas Maimer, could Shimon really say that if Levi wanted, he could do Chalitza to the one who had gotten Maimer, and that's going to pater everyone? Why not? V'chash Leimer, Shema Loikon a Maimer, that's the proper Gersa. Maybe we should have the same chashash that Maimer was not koina at all. Evanim says Hashni is a kukaloi. It turns out the second one is zakuk to him. Because if Maimer is not koina at all, that means that Shimon's Maimer to Reuven's wife is absolutely nothing. And really, Shimon's wife is chayv in yibum to Levi. And so Levi can't just do chalitza to Reuven's wife, pattering Shimon's wife. Reuven's wife has nothing to do with him. He's really chayv to do that yibum or chalitza to Shimon's wife. So when it says, you're right, have a ma'ad amr of Shimon al reshe, it has to be that Reb Shimon of the Mishnah over here is only going on the reisha. He's not talking about the second case where Shimon had only done maimer to Reuven's wife. He's going on the first case where Shimon was miyabim Reuven's wife, then Levi was born. So in that situation, when Shimon dies, Levi could either do yibum or chalitza to either wife, because only in this reisha case that there's no problems of eisha zachah shalei ba'lamai because there's no maimer. On the tassam and based on top, the market is discussing sheet Reb Shimon now asking, what does he hold in the first Mishnah? Remember, the previous Mishnah had set up a very similar case, but we had pointed out that the difference is when Levi was born. In the previous Mishnah, Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died without children. Then Levi was born, and only afterwards, Shimon was miyabim Reuven's wife. The question is, does Reb Shimon agree to the Tanakhama in this case, or does he argue over here as well that since Shimon had done 100% yibum to Reuven's wife, now that Shimon died without children, Levi would be allowed to marry her, and there's no problem of Eishas HaShvelei B'Lamai. So that's what the Gemara tells us on Reichon says, but Reb Shimon is Shana. Reb Shimon does agree to Tanakhama. In this first case, when Levi's born, before Shimon does yibum to Reuven's wife, so Levi is not allowed to marry Reuven's wife by yibum. However, Ashkotan is found taught in the Brisa, Adhim Machlaikas, it's also Machlaikas, Reb Shimon argues even in that first Mishnah. So I would clarify, Shidus Reb Yechanan, the Reb Shimon agrees to Tanakam in the first Mishnah. Mabin Rishayin and Mabin Shnia, what's the difference between the first and second Mishnah? And the answer is Rishayin in the first Mishnah, Bo Mitzah Be'Isser. Levi came and he found her Be'Isser, meaning when Levi was born, that's him coming into this world, he finds Reuven's wife in a state of Isser because she hasn't yet been taken in Yibun by Shimon. So Levi's born, he sees this woman who's not married at all, and she's Eishes Achashele Be'Lamai. Whereas Vashnia in the second Mishnah, Bo Mitzah Be'Heter, he came into the world, finding her in a state of heter, because by the time Levi's born, she's already married to Shimon. So for all Levi cares, she has nothing to do with Reuven anymore. She's 100% Shimon's wife, so it's not Eishes Achashele Be'Lamai. So now that we have this logic of being born into a situation where it seems like there's no issue anymore, there's no erva, so we have a question. Rechon asks as follows: Eishes Aviv Shemetzol Lefnei Echad Min Hashok. What about his father's wife, whom now he finds married to somebody random? Mama Reb Shimon, what did Reb Shimon say over here? Bnei Shemetzah Heter Muteres, because he finds her in a state of heter. Also now she's mutter. So what about the following case? Let's say we have two men, Beryl and Shmerel. They're not related. Beryl is married to a woman. Then he divorces her. She goes and marries Shmerel. And then afterwards, Beryl has a child. Now, the time his child is born, Beryl's former wife is already married to Shmerel. And so are you going to say that Beryl's son is now allowed to marry his former wife? Let's say if Shmerel dies or divorces her. Because by the time he was born, when he came into the world, she's not his father's wife anymore. She's married to somebody else. Obviously, we wouldn't say that. So what's with this logic that Reb Shimon was using? And the answer is, Loim Reb Shimon, Eloi de Achim min Av. Reb Shimon only said this when we're talking about brothers from the same father. In other words, specifically in a Yibum case, that since we know the Yibum matters the Isser of Eishes Ach, so in this situation, when there also happens to be a problem of Eishes Achish Shloy by Lamai, Yibum is also matter that. Again, meaning when Shimon was Miyabim Reuven's wife and only then Levi was born, so since the Yibum took away the issue of Eishes Ach, it also removes the issue of Eishes Achish Shloy by Lamai. But if it's not a Yibum situation, such as this case Reb Yechanan just brought up, Beryl and Shmerel, and Beryl's former wife marrying Shmerel, and then Beryl's son wanting to marry her, that has nothing to do with Yibum. So there was no heter, there was nothing that released the Isser of Eishes Aviv, and of course Reb Shimon would agree over there that that's a problem. Now bring up the same point a couple more times. Reb Yaakov Racha Amar, he says as follows, Reb Shimon Lakish Bay, the Rish Lakish asks, Eishes Achiv Me'imai Shemetzol Fnei Echad Min Hashok. What about the wife of a person's maternal brother that he found, meaning when he's born, she's married to somebody else random? Ma Reb Shimon, what Reb Shimon say? Mnei Shemetzah Beheter Muteres, now that he found her in state of heter, she's mutter? Obviously not. That can't be. She used to be the wife of his maternal brother, and just because now she happens to be married to somebody random, that doesn't allow him to marry her. So once again, the Gemara says, you're right, Lo Amar Reb Shimon Eloi De Achim Me'Av. Reb Shimon only said this then, we're talking about paternal brothers, specifically when referring to the mitzvah of Yibum, since the issue of Eishes Ach is mattered by that, also Eishes Ach of Shaila B'Lamai is removed as well, but not when we're not referring to Yibum situation. Another case, Reb Yudan Bai, he asks as follows, Tzaras Achais Imai Shemitzal Lefnei Echim Nashok. What about the tzara of the sister of his mother, who's now married to somebody random? Just because he now found her in a state of heter because she married to somebody random and she's not the tzara of his mother's sister, all of a sudden be permitted to marry her? It shouldn't be permitted. And the Gemara doesn't even speak out the answer, but it's the same thing. The Reb Shimon only said this when we're talking about a Yibum case, not when it's not a Yibum case. One more case, Rav Avin Bain, or Rav Avin Ba'i, Rav Avin asked the following question, Grusha Shinasa Salmano. What about a woman who's a divorcee? she was a grusha, and then she became an almana, and then a kohen was born. Is he permitted to marry her because she's an almana? We know that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So let's say we have this woman. She got divorced from her husband. Then she got married to another person, and then that fellow died, making her an almana. And then we have a kohen born. So we're going to say the kohen's allowed to marry her because by the time he was born, she was just an almana, not a grusha. Obviously not. She's always considered a grusha. And here as well, we give the answer without actually saying in the Gemara that no, Rav Shimon holds this only in regards to a yibum case that Eshes Achiv becomes permitted, and Mela Eshes Achiv Shel Ba'alam becomes permitted, but not any other Esser. So we have this clarification. We continue to discuss our Mishnah. Remember, we had said that Rav Shimon in the Mishnah had allowed Levi to marry whichever woman he wanted to, Reuven's original wife or Shimon's wife. That's only when Shimon had done 100% yibum before Levi was born. But in the second case of the Mishnah, where Shimon had only done mimer to Reuven's wife, so we require chalitza. We clarify that chalitza cannot be done to Reuven's wife. Just doing chalitza to her is not going to potter up Shimon's wife. So we continue discussing. Atam, you had said, Matam Rav Shimon al Raisha. That which Rav Shimon had said is referring to the Raisha of the Mishnah. So the question is, Mam Rav Shimon Balis Mimer. What does Rav Shimon hold in regards to one who had gotten Mimer? Meaning Reuven's original wife that had gotten Mimer from Shimon, even though you're right, doing chalitza to her doesn't potter Shimon's wife, but does she require chalitza in the first place? Or maybe she doesn't require anything? So the Gemara answers Rav Shimon al Raisha from the following. We have a Brasa which is discussing basically the second case of the Mishnah where Shimon had done Mimer to Reuven's wife. So Rav Shimon says, Biyosef chalitza shal achas mehen, poter sarasa. The bir chalitza of one of them is going to potter the tsara. Vim chalitza the balas mimer, if he, meaning Levi, did chalitza to the balas mimer, which is Reuven's wife, afashni etzri chalitza, even the second one requires chalitza, meaning even Shimon's wife needs chalitza. So we clearly see from here that Shimon holds that Reuven's original wife does require chalitza. Then we continue explaining this. Atar biyosef chalitza shal achas mehen, poter sarasa. You had said that the bir chalitza of one of them potters the tsara. And why is that? Because manov shach, either which way, kana mimer, if you want to say the mimer is 100% Kenyan, because remember when she disturbed Shimon, the mimer is either 100% Kenyan or 100% not a Kenyan. So if you're going to say the mimer is a Kenyan, then that means that Shimon's mimer to Reuven's wife made her 100% his wife, and therefore Shtei Hanashav, both of them are his wives, meaning both Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife obviously are considered his wives, and therefore Niftar B'Chalitza Chaverta, Reuven's original wife becomes Pater through the Chalitza of the other one, of Shimon's wife. Whereas like on a mimer, if you want to say the mimer is not a Kenyan at all, so then Einar Shem Tzvi Chalitza, the Rishayna, Reuven's wife, doesn't require chalitza at all. And therefore, when Levi does either Yibam or chalitza with Shimon's wife, so Rachel is pater 100% either which way. Now, continue to discuss Vim Chalitz Labalas Mimer. Let's say Levi had done chalitza to the one who received Mimer, Reuven's original wife. So Afashnitzri chalitza, even the second one, Shimon's wife, she needs chalitza. Why is that? Because on one hand, Shimon like on a Mimer. Maybe Shimon's Mimer was never kind to her, Vloinagaba chalitza. Therefore, the chalitza to Reuven's wife did nothing for Shimon's wife. Because the Mimer that Shimon did was absolutely nothing. So the chalitza to Reuven's wife was nothing in regards to Shimon's wife. And that's why Shimon's wife is still in chalitza. So the question just is now, in this case, v'yibum, why not do yibum to her? If you want to tell me that Shimon's mimer to Reuven's wife was nothing, therefore Levi's chalitza to Reuven's wife is nothing, so then why can't Levi do yibum to Shimon's wife? And the answer is, that's because Shema kana mimer. Maybe Shimon's mimer to Reuven's wife was kind of her, v'nifter b'chalitza chaverta, a male that would pater Shimon's wife with the chalitza that was done with Reuven's wife. And because of this suffix, we say that both of them require chalitza. Now bringing Shita's Tanakama to the discussion, according to what we're saying over here, the Tanakama holds that Reuven's original wife is potter from Yibum chalitza, and Shimon's wife needs chalitza and cannot have Yibum done to her. Where according to Shimon, Reuven's original wife does need chalitza, whereas Shimon's wife either requires chalitza or maybe could even have Yibum done. So the question is, Manafim b'nei'ayin, what a practical difference be between Tanakama and Reb Shimon? So we have two suggestions. Number one, Chalitza l'Rishayna. Let's say Levi had done chalitza to Reuven's wife, Ubal Shnia, and then he was Bayal, he did Yibum to Shimon's. So that the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Bias Erva, there's 100% Bia with an Erva. Whereas that the Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, ain't a Bias Erva, it's not a Bias Erva. That's because the Manav Shach, if Shimon's Mimer to Reuven's wife was valid, so Levi has no problem being with either which one. And if Shimon's Mimer to Reuven's wife was nothing, so she's totally out of the picture, and once again, Shimon's wife herself is perfectly permitted to Levi. Another difference would be that Baal Rishino, Baal Shnia. Let's say Levi was first Bayal Reuven's wife, and then he's Bayal Shimon's wife. So then the first one is Bias Erva, because that's Eishes Achash Velay by Lamai, and he's not allowed to be with Reuven's wife at all. Vashnia, in regards to the second one, meaning in regards to Shimon's wife, Tzricha Get V'Chalitza, she needs both a Get and Chalitza. Because remember, according to the Rabbanon, Mimer is only partially effective. Therefore, when Levi's Bayal Shimon's wife, on one hand, we view her as just a regular Yavama that has no connection to Reuven's wife, and therefore she would need a Get after this Bia. On the other hand, she's partially Tzaris Erva, so she would require Chalitza. Both of them, both Reuven's wife and Shimon's, require get from him. Why is that? Harishayin tzricha get. The first one needs a get, meaning Reuven's wife. That's because Shemakana Maimer, maybe Shimon's Maimer was 100% valid, which means Reuven's wife is just considered a regular Yavama of Levi, and so she would need a get from him after their Biyah. And the second one also needs a get. That's because Shemakana Yibum, maybe Levi's Yibum to Shimon's wife, that's the valid Yibum, because Shimon's Maimer to Reuven's wife was nothing, and therefore the second one is the real one. Now let's clarify, why does Shimon's wife in this situation not also require Chalitza? Meaning besides for a get, she should also need Chalitza. And the answer is because Shemakana Maimer, because maybe Shimon's Maimer to Reuven's wife was 100% Kenyan, and that means that both Reuven and Shimon's wives are falling to Levi for Yibum. And so we're going to view through this lens, we're going to still say, and pay attention to the years of change, Niftaris me Chalitza bibias Chaverta, that she's parted from Chalitza because of the Bia of the other one. Meaning since Levi also was Bael, Reuven's wife, so if indeed she is considered his Yavama, so Mimela, Shimon's wife is Pater, and so she definitely would not need Chalitza. Now we're going to stop for a day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Sheets from Shimon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.